Beggar donates millions. 63-year-old Ayam Kampiranan suffers from polio, has a stammer, and speaks only in short, difficult-to-understand sentences. He could never hold a normal job, but as a beggar, he excels. Mr. Ayam can be seen every day from dusk to dawn, sitting in front of the main temple of the popular Wat Rai King in Samphan district, about 56 kilometers from Bangkok. He earns 3,000 to 4,000 baht on weekdays and 20,000 to 40,000 baht on weekends, keeping very little of it for himself. Instead, he's become famous for his large donations to Wat Rai King and other temples. In April 2011, the then anonymous beggar caused a stir when news emerged that he gave 400,042 baht to the temple so it could buy lotus flowers for worshippers. He made bigger headlines the following year when he donated 9,999,999 baht for the same purpose. His 1 million baht contribution this year is for buying the lotus flowers and rehabilitation work at the monastery. The friendly and polite beggar never asks passersby to donate. He just sits on the ground, and next to him is a small stainless steel box with which he collects money. There are photographs showing him making donations, getting certificates from the temple, and showing receipts for his contributions, and big plastic bags in which he keeps his money. Ponte Patawi, 42, an administrator at the temple, said Mr. Ayam's disability and the humble way he carries himself draws sympathy from people who meet him. He still lives humbly, as he always has done. The only change in his life came about when the temple's abbot asked him to move from his rented house nearby and live in a tent on temple grounds to prevent thugs from targeting him. Local security volunteers guard the community and the monastery every night, said Mr. Pointe, who helps decipher the beggar's words.